Tommy, you were very rude again last night. Twice within 2 weeks. Someone has called in, and you don't answer when they are talking to them. Do you know how rude that is?
Bullshit.
You tell them you're at the ballpark. How can you be at the ballpark when there's no games? When your car's out in front.
My car's
out in the back in the parking lot. Huh? And then you were talking about cows. Okay. A cow will be dried up 3 months before she calves, if you know what that is. But then you mentioned last night, if you didn't get phone calls, you might be taken off the air. Maybe you should be taken off the air right now, because that's twice within 2 weeks, Tom. Somebody has called in, and you don't even answer them back. I don't know what school you went to, but that's a school of rudeness, and that's very, very rude. And I think the swearing can stop, too, because we can go to management and have you taken off the air. We did it with WCCO. We got rid of a couple of them. They went down to Florida to work. We can do it here, too.
To repeat this message,
just save that one. Hang on. Thank you, Shadow Man. You can hang up on that. First of all, lady, the reason you're able to get people off CCO is because they listen to people your age. You're a little outside our demographic. No offense, but we're pretty much 25-54. You know, the last time someone over 70 was able to get anything changed at KSTP, it was a Hubbard. So, you know, but you go ahead and call. I triple dare you. And you see if you can get me canned. As it stands today, they're making too damn much money off me. Anyway, ma'am, in terms of the swearing, I'll try and cut down on that best I can. Who's waiting? Damn it, I can't hear you. Who?
John.
Oh, for God's sakes.
You can't hear me?
Would you speak up, you bastard?
You can hear me, Tommy.
Who's on?
John.
What the hell? Okay, hi, John.
Can you hear...